This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, like the dude says, this is Jim Freed, and we're speaking today with Dr. Judy Woolger. She's our guest on today's show. We're going to discuss UHealth's Fit-Friendly Initiative. Dr. Woolger is co-director of the Executive Medicine Program at UHealth. As obesity rates continue to rise among adults, UHealth is teaming up with the American Heart Association to help local employers create fit-friendly workplaces. You've heard us talk on the show how important it is to have an overall level of fitness in your firm, because it helps impact not only your insurance costs, but your profitability. Dr. Woolger, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Juan, she's not talking in the mic. Give me a second there.
Hello.
All right.
You?
Is that better, Juan? Do I get a thumbs up?
Yes, sir. Much better.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Woolger. And boy, now I wish that you could see her on TV. She's got that smile that's going to make you relax so that you'll come sign up and get fit. Now, tell me, what is this fit-friendly thing you got going on here, Dr. Woolger?
Well, what we're trying to do is get some companies to enlist any of their employees to come in for executive physicals. We try to keep it in a compact time frame because we know everyone's working, trying to stay at work, but within less than 3 hours, we can get people in for their history and physical, for their blood test, for chest x-ray, EKGs, bone density screening, pulmonary function test, you know, just a real comprehensive look at someone's overall health.
Now, I see that it's Dr. Eugene Safey, MD Pavilion. Is that Steph's dad?
Yes, it is.
All
the
right.
One and only.
All right. Steph says that you should go to the UHealth stuff, too. Now, this is really important, and I really don't want, you know, I make a lot of jokes and I have a lot of smiles, but let me tell you why I think this is important. I have a friend of mine. He runs probably a $1 billion corporation. It's one of my biggest clients. His father-in-law, about 6 years ago, went and had one of those full body, I guess it's a CAT scan that they do.
They can be done. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it a CAT scan or whatever? But they did the full body scan, and they found very early liver cancer. Saved the dude's life. That's what we're talking about here, isn't it?
The technology is amazing these days. Absolutely.
Okay, so if somebody is going to be using this absolutely amazing technologies, they're getting like, an abdominal aortic ultrasound? What is all this stuff? It sounds really invasive.
Well, no, what we've done is we've created a basic list of things that people would do as part of their executive physical. Some of the things I listed before: the electrocardiogram, chest x-ray, bone density screen, pulmonary function test, blood work, basic nutrition panel. And that would be a basic package. Then if someone else has a specific concern that's based on their family history, their own personal history, or they have some other complaint, then we would go on and do some of those other tests you were just reading, like the abdominal ultrasound or the CAT scan or those kinds of studies.
Now, yesterday at the rollout, Dr. Sacco was giving out some statistics.
They were frightening. Did
yeah,
you hear
one
those?
One of the things that really got me was that medical cost for obesity is over $1,400 a person per year, and the cost of their inactivity is $2,500 a year. And we're talking about spending $1,000 to see if that's really hurt them. It sounds like a pretty good trade-off to me.
Absolutely. I think that a lot of Americans these days are spending time really racing around, got to do this, got to do that. Everyone's walking around looking at their iPhones.
Well, who would do that?
I don't know.
Sounds
Jim.
Like me.
I don't know.
Not me.
Not me. Do you ever look at the iPhone on the elevator? Can't take 15 seconds to relax. But anyway, what we're trying to do is say, come on, you can come in, and in less than 3 hours, we'll have it all done, give the results back to you, for the most part, right there on the spot. And you've got a glimpse at your medical situation. Again, in some cases, we might say, well, you do need a little bit more testing, and it may involve some other day or some other test. But for that basic package, we can get you in and out pretty quickly.
Now, we're talking strictly about stuff that executives are doing. But is there something else?
You don't have to be an executive to do it.
Oh, there you go. I wanted to make sure you don't have to be an executive to do it. Now this sounds pretty expensive. Are some of these tests covered by people's insurance?
Yeah, some of the tests are covered by insurance, so it's a choice. In this situation, though, what we do is get them all done on the same day, and we don't have to go through any insurance authorizations. Sometimes we'll have someone who maybe has a big fear about getting lung cancer because their mom had it, or they smoked in a remote past, but insurance may
or
not...
Or they stopped last or week.
But insurance may not authorize it, and they'll end up with a bill if they do the test. So there are some cases where people simply want these tests to be done, and they don't want to wait for an approval through the insurance company.
Now, another person that I saw at the event yesterday was my friend Jeff Farmer, the ex-wrestler who also happens to be Dr. Goldschmidt's wellness guru over there. And he took us through the wellness center. And I just wanted to say a couple of things that we saw. We saw, obviously, your usual classes that they give. Mm-hmm. But I saw a pool where you can do stretching. I saw state-of-the-art facilities. But the thing that is most impactful to me is the location and the fact that I view that little room that it's actually a big room, but that window out onto the dolphin as sort of like a beacon, a healthcare beacon, if you will. And it sits there at one of the busiest intersections in the city, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands per week pass that on their way to their jobs, eating their donuts, on their way home, having their cheese and crackers. And if they would pull off and spend 45 minutes in there while traffic cleared, they'd probably get home only about 15 or 20 minutes later, but they would live to make that trip so many more times. What am I missing?
That's absolutely correct. And you know, a lot of studies are showing that you don't even have to do a full 45 minutes.
Even better.
You know, just get in there and get some exercise done. A little aerobic activity, a little bit of weightlifting is what we need to protect the heart and the bones.
And ladies, I got to tell you, the guys weren't chopped liver. And guys, I got to tell you, the ladies weren't chopped liver. Did I just say chopped liver twice on this show? I've been waiting for 3 years to say chopped liver.
Don't say that anymore.
I'm not going to say that anymore.
Thanks.
Okay. Should I go to a break or do I got more time for Dr. Judy? I got more time for excellent. So doctor, how did you get involved with wanting to take up this kind of a cause at the hospital? In fact, doctor, what's your personal specialty?
I'm in internal medicine, board certified in internal medicine. I've been working with the executive medicine program for the last 5 years, and something we've been trying to develop where we can finally with the creation of the Safety Pavilion. We've got
Steph's Pop.
Yeah, just a little plug
there. High five to Steph.
But we're so happy because when people come there, we can do all of these studies literally in the same space. We don't have to send someone off to an X-ray area to get their studies done. It's all the EKG is done in the room where they have their examination. It's all done in one location. So it really saves walking across campus.
You know, I was going to donate that golf cart, but now I guess I don't have to.
We don't need it.
Now, another thing that I wanted to bring up was that I think that the holistic approach is very important. I think that people need to get their detailed understanding of where they're at. I think a lot of people are afraid to do that because they're afraid of what they might find. And one of the things that's a policy of where we work at our office is that if something's making you uptight, tackle it head on and address it. Look at it, because if you let it go, you're going to end up having a much worse problem, and that's not good for anybody involved.
It's very good advice. I think the other thing that I hear in my day is a lot of people come in and they say they haven't come to the doctor in a long time because they've been afraid. Well, I didn't want to. I knew you'd be mad at me because I didn't do my labs, or I knew you'd tell me I was too fat, and they're worried. I'm not mad. I'm glad they came in finally. So I don't think you have to have so much of a fear about going in. Just go in, like you said, tackle it head on and go in and see where you are and what you could maybe do to improve it a little bit.
You know, the most important thing about taking care of one's family or one's business, both things are what is probably the most important thing to any executive that's listening or that's out there. The most important thing is making sure that nobody has to worry about you. And the way that you make sure they don't have to worry about you is by getting yourself checked. And Judy, doctor, I'm so sorry. She walked in and introduced herself as Judy. Doctor, if you could hang out, we've got to go to a short break, but this topic is so important, I'd like to spend a little more time. So please stick with us. We'll be right back after this short message. The guy's going to say, you're listening to Freed on Business again, and I'm going to say, that's right, you are. Juan, take me out with some solid music, but save the good stuff for the next time.
Yeah.
Little darling.